From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A presidential commission is blaming the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico on what it calls missteps and oversights by oil company BP, oil rig owner Transocean, and contractor Halliburton. NPR's Debbie Elliott says the panel is warning that the mistakes were rooted in systemic failures and so could happen again.
Investigators say decisions to save time and money increase the risk of the April 20th disaster that killed 11 rig workers and spewed more than 200 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The commission concludes the blowout was the product of several missteps and oversights by BP, Halliburton, and Transocean, and that government regulators lacked the authority, resources, and technical expertise to prevent it. A final report is due to the president next week, but the panel released a key chapter early pointing to a failure in management. Co-chair Bob Graham says the findings only compound the tragedy because they show the blowout was avoidable. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, says the American people voted to end business as usual last November, and he plans to see that lawmakers carry out those wishes.
Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road.
Boehner speaking after being elected Speaker and receiving the gavel from his predecessor, Nancy Pelosi. The new GOP majority in the House has directed lawmakers today to read aloud the entire U.S. Constitution in the House chamber, something congressional historians say they believe has only been done twice before. Then GOP leaders will bring up the first in a series of spending cut proposals. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says the measure would cut the House's own operational budget.
Leadership budgets, members' budgets as well, will be reduced by 5%, starting by setting the example ourselves that we mean business.
Cantor says the measure will save about $35 million. Some civil rights groups are saying they will fight any effort to withhold U.S. citizenship from babies born to people living in this country illegally. NPR's Ted Robbins says that may be just what state lawmakers pushing the change want.
The 14th Amendment to the Constitution grants citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, but a group of state legislators say that's an improper interpretation. The legislators from more than a dozen states say they'll push for laws to create different birth certificates and legal status for those children. The legislators admit, though, that what they really want is for immigrant rights and civil rights groups to sue them and push the issue to the Supreme Court. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
A government-owned newspaper in Iran says an American woman has been arrested there on suspicion of spying. She was said to have been found with spy gear on her body when she was apprehended. This is NPR. Relatives of 17-year-old Robert Butler Jr. say they have no idea what prompted him to open fire in a Nebraska high school, killing an assistant principal and seriously wounding the principal before taking his own life. Andrea Anderson says she saw Butler in some of her classes.
He was very kind of arrogant. Like, he was very snappy with the teachers, but he was very, he kind of seemed full of himself sometimes. Like, he wasn't quiet or anything.
Authorities say Butler had transferred to the school less than 2 months ago. The man internationally recognized as the winner of the disputed presidential election in Ivory Coast insists that he is now in control of that country. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton reports that Alassane Ouattara says it's time for his rival to relinquish power.
Alassane Ouattara accuses Ivory Coast disputed incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo of calling for negotiations to buy time.
Laurent Gbagbo is not sincere. He has never been. He wants to gain time to bring in arms, munitions, and mercenaries because he wants to continue to stay in office.
Speaking to the BBC within the confines of his hotel, protected by UN peacekeepers, Ouattara says he's governing and not Gbagbo.
The pressures are enormous. Clearly, ECOWAS will make the decisions quickly to remove him. And removing him does not mean civil war in Cote d'Ivoire. I want this to be clear. Removing one person does not mean civil war.
Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A retired man in Washington State who's one of two winners of the $380 million Mega Millions lottery is planning to claim his share of the second biggest jackpot in U.S. history today. The other winning ticket was sold in Idaho, the holder of that ticket not yet known. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. Support for